Just before the U.S. Senate confirmed Betsy DeVos yesterday, Democrats in Annapolis held a press conference tying Republican Governor Larry Hogan to the controversial new education secretary. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that the legislators announced efforts to oppose Hogan's education policy proposals and introduce some of their own policy initiatives.
House Speaker Michael Bush took aim at Hogan's proposed independent Maryland public charter school authority.
The idea that somehow you're going to have a special school board for charter schools makes absolutely no sense.
The entity would oversee and disperse money to the privately run but taxpayer-funded schools. It would make opening charter schools easier by allowing them to bypass local school boards, and it would give the schools more autonomy from the existing public school system. Baltimore Senator Joan Carter Conway leads the Senate committee that oversees education policy.
I mean, it's just unconscionable to want to have school boards not select and do your charter school.
She said taking that power away from local school boards would leave no one to hold the schools accountable.
And if he did his research in history, he would understand that it was a recipe for fraud and failure. It didn't work in Michigan. It didn't work in Ohio. And we're definitely not going to have it in the state of Maryland.
The group of Democratic legislators and teachers union representatives also criticized Hogan's proposal to expand a program that awards publicly funded scholarships for students to attend private schools. The current year's budget includes $5 million for the program. Next year's budget increases that to $7 million. Critics of the program point to data showing that most of the scholarships went to students who were already attending private schools. The legislature's in-house policy analyst found that by mid-October 2016, roughly 2,400 students had received scholarships. Of those, 549, about 22%, went to public school the year before.
Our philosophy was to go to kids to be able to afford that, not the kids that were already getting scholarships that were in those schools.
House Speaker Michael Bush said the state should hold off on increasing the size of the program until officials can evaluate whether it's working as intended. But the governor's spokesman, Doug Mayer, said that's the wrong approach.
Go talk to those parents. Go talk to those kids. I mean, the governor receives thank you cards from kids who are saying that these schools have changed their lives.
He said even the scholarships that went to students already in private schools make it easier for those students to remain in those schools. Betty Weller, president of the Maryland State Education Association Teachers Union, used Hogan's charter school and voucher proposals to tie the governor to the Trump administration.
Educators must work with the General Assembly to protect our schools from this joint Trump-DeVos-Hogan privatization agenda.
But Mayer said both of Hogan's proposals are about giving families more options.
And you get over the top in completely illogical rhetoric from a group of people who basically do anything the teachers union wants them to do.
The Democrats also offered a few proposals of their own. One would limit standardized testing to 20 hours a year, about 2% of instructional time. The bill passed the House last year, but stalled in Conway's committee in the Senate. Another would govern Maryland's adoption of the federal Every Student Succeeds Act while preventing the sort of charter school and voucher programs Hogan is backing. Both bills are priorities for the Maryland State Education Association. And Baltimore Delegate Maggie McIntosh, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, promised to restore funding for school programs Hogan cut from his budget.
That is money that is targeted to not just Baltimore City, not just Prince George's County, but eight counties where there are concentrations of poverty in those school districts.
One program offers after-school and summer enrichment programs. The other helps guide middle school students from low-income families to college and offers them scholarships for when they get there. But since McIntosh can't add money to the bottom line in the state's budget, Mayer questioned which programs the Appropriations Committee will cut to find the money. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.